This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know how important it is for God to go after the lost. I was recently reading in Luke about the time Jesus used several examples to illustrate the emphasis God places on his lost souls. Jesus was delivering this message in the presence of tax collectors, notorious sinners, and the Pharisees, who saw themselves as superior to these sinners. Christ began with the example of the lost sheep. He said that although a shepherd may have 100 sheep, if one goes astray, even if the other 99 are safe, he will go out in the middle of the night to find that lost sheep. Once he finds his sheep, he will call all of his friends to rejoice. His next example involved a woman with valuable coins. He explained if this woman has 10 valuable coins and then loses one coin, she will look in every nook and cranny until she finds it. When she finally locates it, she will call her friends and neighbors to celebrate. Here's what I missed before. Luke 15:7 tells us that heaven will be happier over one lost sinner returning to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away at all. As you continue to grow closer and closer to God, He uses you more and more to reach His lost souls. Think about these words the next time you believe God is using you. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it up or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light. Luke 8:16. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, He's using you.